The debrief, September 11, 2024. This came out yesterday, but we were too busy talking about the Rizzler and the Costco guys. The Steelers have a group of their own legends that are among the nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 25 in the seniors category. Some of the headliners here, LC Greenwood, Andy Russell, Mike Wagner, Norm Johnson, among others.
Norm Johnson?
I got to be honest with you.
Very reliable kicker,
if you
though.
Had given me a handful of Steelers and said there's like five guys who played in the 60s, 70s, and 80s that are eligible for this.
Well, Norm didn't play in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, so there's a reason for that. You wouldn't have thought that.
Well, then how the hell is he even eligible for a group like this?
Is there a different Norm Johnson?
No, it's probably the kicker. Football Reference will be our guide, as it always is.
So he started kicking in 82, Malzi.
Oh, okay, you're right. I'm thinking he played for the Steelers, though, in the 90s.
Right, I'm saying about his whole career. He was an old man when he kicked for the Steelers. So that's how he's eligible for this, because that was where most of his career took place. I don't know.
He was a good kicker.
But the bar should be so high for a kicker to get in. Greenwood's the obvious. Now that we have Donnie Shell in the Hall of Fame, he's the one from yesteryear where it's like, how many members of the All-70s team are not in the Hall of Fame? He might literally be the only one.
Two-time first-team All-Pro.
He was voted to the team of the 70s, the decade of the 70s, mm-hmm. and he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Six-time Pro Bowler when that actually meant something.
Did you know that Don Shula was the coach of the 70s and not Chuck Knoll?
That seems like an oversight.
Agreed.
Seems like something you wouldn't really want to do.
So there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 guys on offense from that 70s team. Every single one of them is in the Hall of Fame. There are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 on defense, and 18 of them are in the Hall of Fame. The only two who are not are Harvey Martin from the Cowboys.
Yep.
And
LC.
And LC. So Super Bowl MVP and LC Greenwood are both not in. That seems like a mistake. But anyways.
You think both of them are victims of there's too many Cowboys in the Hall of Fame, there's too many Steelers? Probably.
But then those guys keep getting in. Drew Pearson finally got in a couple of years ago.
It's always
Donnie Shell got in.
Harvey Martin's been dead over 20 years.
That gets back to our theory.
It's a bummer.
It stinks when these guys get in when they've been long gone.
Yeah. It's just
their family gets solace and gets that moment to acknowledge and appreciate the person's career. But
then it's lost. That's why even though he is not long for this world, I don't think I'm being crass to say that, Mongo McMichael, who's been afflicted with ALS for years now, even though he is obviously bedridden and everything else, I'm glad he was alive to get inducted. Like, he got to know that was happening. No matter how dire his circumstance was.
Is John Football a big LC Greenwood guy?
Yeah, absolutely. He had a Greenwood jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
10th round pick, back when they had a lot more than 7. 238th pick, so technically he was picked before Brock Purdy.
I would actually say that two of his like unsung favorites are on this list, because Andy Russell's right up there with him.
I had an older gentleman come up to me about a month ago and said I needed to use this, quote, pulpit to get Al Oliver and LC Greenwood into the Hall of Fame.
Who has a better case of those two? If you were going to use the pulpit from one of those two persons.
I would say Greenwood. And I like Oliver a lot, but I think Greenwood's the more compelling case.
Al Oliver, a batting title, a career, 303 average. Man, Oliver's got a hell of a run as a hitter.
I know, man. And we're talking about guys that played 50 years ago.
It's awfully tough. It's awfully tough to play baseball for almost 20 years and hit better than 300 for those 20 years. And Oliver's one of those cases where you could probably look at his career pony and add up the number of games that he didn't play out of 162-game seasons.
Yep.
He's at 3,000 hits if he plays even close to that.
Remember when
that
I put
number.
Al Oliver on my all-underrated team and you guys got mad at me?
No, that wasn't the guy we got mad about.
Then what was... the situation.
You put Ron Francis on there.
Yep, that was a terrible
pick. Okay, so if Al Oliver's a borderline Hall of Famer, why no incredulity over him? But Ron Francis apparently had
you guys in
a tizzy.
Because Al Oliver is not considered like one of the, what,
20 greatest hockey players of all time.
Either is Ron Francis.
Yes, he is.
We did a draft of the best hockey players of all time, and Ron Francis did not get picked for that.
I wasn't in on that draft. That was our intern specialty that day.
Well, that is his bread and butter. If you trust anybody to do a good draft on the on greatest NHL players of all time, it would be Sonny Gray.
I'm going to say this.
The guy's watching NHL Network and cutting up American Hockey League highlights.
Settle a show debate. Here's a poll going up. Is Ron Francis, fair Donnie, one of the 20 best hockey players of all time? Or should I go 25 to give us a little padding?
No. You're not allowed to change it.
I would say do 20. I still think it'll probably win.